AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court rejected a third attempt to challenge the Obama Affordable Care Act. The vote was 7-2. The ruling was Texas, other GOP-led states, and two individuals did not have the right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the Affordable Care Act could be before the high court again.
Any prediction that this, in fact, is the end of the road for lawsuits challenging the law may be premature, although it should be said that the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress are working, they say, to strengthen, expand the law. So it's possible that any legislation that comes out of that will lead to a new round of legal challenges.
Former President Trump's three appointees to the Supreme Court, Justices Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh, split their votes. Kavanaugh and Barrett joined the majority. Gorsuch was in dissent, signing on to an opinion from Justice Samuel Alito. Senate Republicans, like Texas's Ted Cruz, slammed a sweeping Democratic-sponsored election and voting bill.
This is brazen, it's cynical, and it's worth noting that when Republicans had the White House and both houses of Congress, we didn't try this. We didn't try to rig the system so that our side could never lose an election.
The Democrats' bill would bring about the largest overhaul of voting in a generation, touching nearly every aspect of the electoral process. Democrats in Congress are eyeing a $6 trillion infrastructure package that goes far beyond roads and bridges. It would work to achieve core party priorities, such as lowering the Medicare eligibility age to 60 and adding vision and hearing benefits. It could even include changes to immigration law. There's a push on Capitol Hill and beyond for a full-blown investigation of the coronavirus outbreak by a national commission like the one that looked into the 9/11 attacks. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has become the latest former Trump administration official to launch a political action committee. It could lead to a run for president in 2024. This is AP News. China launched a three-man crew to its new space station in its first manned mission in 5 years.
Blasting off into bright blue skies with near-perfect visibility, the rocket headed into space from the Zhuquan Launch Center in northwestern China, on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The three astronauts traveling in the Shenzhou 12 spaceship docked with China's new Tianhe space station about 6 hours after takeoff. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight will stay in the main living compartment of the core module for 3 months. The mission marks a milestone in the country's ambitious space program. I'm Karen Chamas.
After 9 years of planning and $10 million invested by local taxpayers, county officials in Georgia's coastal southeast corner came a big step closer to winning federal approval of a project engineered to literally inject a local economy with rocket fuel, a commercial rocket launch pad for blasting satellites into orbit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.